Welcome to the Hype Leadership Podcast. David and Lindsay Curry are dynamic entrepreneurs focused in high-performance leadership and coaching in sales and service. Through the Hype Leadership Podcast, David and Lindsay strive to serve in your journey towards a high-performance life. And now, here are your hosts, David and Lindsay Curry.
Welcome to Hype Leadership Podcast. My name is Lindsay Curry, and this is my co-host, David Curry, and we are excited for this episode today. But before we jump into that, we always theme our podcast around quotes, and the quote of this week is, "It is not the mountain we conquer, but ourselves." And that is by Sir Edmund Hillary, and he was actually one of the first to reach the summit of Mount Everest, and that was in 1953. And I felt as though with our theme of Orca Week, which we'll be diving into here on this call, nothing more appropriate than conquering ourselves as we climb this mountain. So we also have a very special guest, Glenn Crabtree, President and CEO of Orca Life. He has been on a few of our previous podcasts. So welcome, Glenn.
Well, thank you, Lindsay. Thank you all for having me on the podcast again. I'm looking forward to spending a little time with you guys. And you all are doing such a great job with this. I just hope that people realize how much time and effort you all put into it. And I want to thank you all for doing this, not only for Hype, but really for Orca and the industry as a whole.
Well, thank you. Thank you absolutely for the kind words. We appreciate it. And, you know, Glenn, we love pouring into others. And, you know, really to start out, Glenn, I'd love to just kind of get your perspective on that quote. And I'll read it again. It is not the mountain we conquer, but ourselves.
I mean, it goes back to, I could expand on that forever, Lindsay, but it goes back to so many different things in life. Everything that we have to conquer is in between the 6 inches between our 2 ears. Okay. And you know, Lindsay, I did that last year or this year when I woke up one morning and ran a mini marathon. And it wasn't about the physical ability of whether I could or couldn't with my body. That wasn't the issue. It was in between my ears. It was what was driving me. You know, there was a special driver for that day. And people still think that it was kind of crazy that I never trained. I never did anything. I just woke up one morning and did it. But if you understood what was driving my thoughts, and what was helping me get through the thoughts in my head, that's where I really, really was winning.
Glenn, I know David and myself have both ran quite a few mini marathons, and the fact that you didn't train, I was so impressed by that. I hope you stretched really good before you took off for those 13.1 miles, but that, you're so right. It's truly in between our ears. And what are we feeding ourselves? And I know we talked a lot about that on our prior episode about self-sabotage. And what are we feeding ourselves? And, you know, what is that voice in the back of our head?
Yeah, and I just say, sorry, Glenn. We said for many years, you know, the person that's running that half marathon that hasn't trained versus the person that's halfly trained is going to do much better because they have no idea what they're getting into that day. So, man, your body doesn't know, your mind doesn't know. There's something about that, right? Just taking it on. You're one of the best at doing that. I just want to say, too, about that quote. We talked about that a lot throughout this week, and Glenn, you spoke to it just there, is how you really completed that mini marathon, that Everest type of feat. Is the reliance on the why. And we spoke to that and we spoke that into the group. And I love how Ali said it. You know, Ali said it is not the achievements. It is not what's done in the gym, in the ring that makes the champion. It is the deep drive and passion and desire that they have burning them. So I actually did a little digging, Lindsay, you didn't know, but I looked up Edmund and I Googled, you know, AI searched it up, Glenn. Why did he climb Mount Everest? Why did he do that? And he was a passionate expeditionist and he saw Everest as the ultimate feat. So he saw that as his ultimate achievement. And that was the true, that was the driving force behind why someone would do something that had seen so many lives taken on something like that too. And I think that helps push our agents and our team this week as they go forward. It's not really, you know, doing it. It's about what's driving you and why you're out there doing it. They can all do it. They prove that.
But absolutely. Well, let's jump into that. So as far as, so for those of you that don't know, we are celebrating Orca Week. And Glenn, I really would like to just kind of, for you to share with folks, what is the idea behind Orca Week? So our listeners can really get a great understanding of what it is that we do, how we serve families, how we come together as a community.
I love the question, and thank you for asking that question, because Orca Week is really not just about how much money an individual can make. It's really more about how many families we can serve. Okay, when we serve the families the way that we do as an organization, I think it's special because we use tools that most other organizations don't use. So service mindset is really what Orca Week was founded on. We could serve more families if we did this, if we did this. And then before you know it, it developed into Orca Week. Some folks call it Push Weeks, but no, we couldn't give Orca Week the term Push Week because that's what everybody else does. We are serving more families than we've ever served in the history of Orca this week. And it is a powerful, powerful thought. You know, Lindsay, Orca Week really started from the brainchild of one of our agents. And that agent was really driving some thoughts into my brain. And, you know, it motivated me to say, oh yeah, we can do this. And it's kind of like, Orca's 4-minute mile. Okay. It's kind of like the 4-minute mile. If folks don't understand the 4-minute mile theory, it's all about when that individual that broke the 4-minute mile, David, do the research, tell me who that individual was so that I didn't do that. That individual that broke the 4-minute mile was the first. And right after that individual broke the 4-minute mile, oh heavens, people lined right up and broke it like it was no tomorrow because they knew that it could be done. And that's what Orca Week's about, is figuring out how many families that you can effectively serve in 1 week's time. So you know, too, what can actually be done.
Mm. So true. And really, you know, for those of you that don't know, we typically serve families 3 days a week, but we have got a full 5 to 6 days that week that are going on. So they are out there. And the whole idea is that they are beating their personal best record, that they're breaking belief barriers, right? Really, to go back to Glenn's point about that 4-minute mile and, you know, knocking down barriers of, oh my gosh, can I do this? Can I do this? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. So just for folks to really understand that.
And you know what's really cool about that, Lindsay, is that we do it in it as a team. So there's everyone supporting everyone, just like in the many. I mean, I was surrounded by people that had the same mindset as I had, and they were supporting me as I was going through it. And you as well, Lindsay, you were telling me, you know, I was sending you this and that, and you were giving me the, hey, try this, try that. I was being supported by so many people, and that's what's happening this week. The unity that comes together with our team during an Orca Week is second to no one.
Absolutely.
It is. Yeah. I might get into that a little bit later. I'll come back to you, Glenn. Roger Bannister. Okay. That name ring your bell?
Yeah.
Roger Bannister. And what I really want to look at next is how many times it's been done since, because it was done back in 1954. And I bet you, if you look now, there, it has been done time and time again. And we've kind of seen the same progress, I would say, throughout our Orca Weeks. You know, I think about one thing we wanted to talk about today is kind of how it has evolved. You know, and you talked about when it started and it was this idea. And I think I was maybe in the room when the idea was brought to us and we're like, man, that's crazy. That, you know, like... We, you know, there's no reason. Why would we want to do that? Why do we need to go work 5 and 6 days in a week when we can go and do this in 3? And, you know, the overarching theme was that belief barrier. Like, you're really putting yourself to the test, and what you're doing with your team is you're setting a benchmark and proving a capability that really at the time you didn't know was within us. And I mean, really thinking back to when this whole thing started, our average agents were writing 5K a week. Now you're not seeing top 10 agent if you're not hitting a, you know, a $10,000 premium mark. even 19, right? So I remember one of the things I remember was Corey Price in 2019. Corey's been on our show before. And he busted the 20K mark, you know, for Orca Week. And it was like, oh my God, $20,000 in business. This is crazy. And now you talked about our record week with Orca was not even a push week, but somebody was pushing themselves that week. And they broke around $34,000 in production in one week that I know everybody right now today is chasing and has also been the bar that's been set and really achieved multiple times through these Orca weeks. So the evolvement of what we've done, the belief barriers from going from, man, I'm good and I'm happy and I'm consistent, I'm successful writing $3,000 a week to what we're capable of now. It's just, you know, you see it through the 4 minute mile. It's kind of been the same thing.
Well, you know, Dave, when we did our first Orca week, I think that week was around $200,000 in annualized premium. We are set to do between $900,000 and $1 million worth of annualized premium this week. I mean, that's a lot of beneficiaries served. Okay, that is a lot of beneficiaries served. I mean, that's where it's all about, right there.
Absolutely. And when you think about, you know, how has this evolved, I think back to, because there are incentives for our agents. And what were some of the first incentives? Was it cash? Is that correct?
Yeah, it was a little bit of cash here. Those $50, as we say back in the old day, $50 on the barrel head, you know, that it was something silly like that. And Lindsay, you want me to tell you the amount that's been given to help us support this?
Yes.
It's over $24,000 that has been given to us by our beautiful, wonderful carriers that help us through this process. And because of those, there'll be a lot of trips, nice, wonderful memories. You know, one of the things that I know as a entrepreneur is when I did work for corporate America, I was making really good money, but I didn't have the time to spend with my family. Well, today, the trips that we send our agents on is more important than a new watch or a new ring, hands down, because when they do that, they develop memories that they'll never forget. You know, you get a watch, that's cool, right? That's cool. Watch is cool. But when you have a memory that you get to take your spouse and or your children on, that's way better, way better. And that's what I love about how we have evolved. You know, we've really evolved to where we can send our top agents on these wonderful little trips.
Well, and they're not little trips. Some of these trips are international. I mean, some they have truly evolved. And Scott, our vice president, has done a great job of really orchestrating some of these places and done his research. So kudos to Scott, because they are some phenomenal trips that I know our agents, you can see them right there on that board, are working very hard to earn themselves.
So exciting.
Yeah.
So exciting.
Absolutely. So, Glenn, let me ask you, what are, you know, because I would say Orca Week's been going on for probably how many years at this point?
About six.
Okay, about 6 years. And so what are some of your greatest memories of Orca Week?
Well, there's been a couple, and it all resulted in agents being lost. Okay, and then the team effort that came together to find these agents. Because a lot of times when you bring new agents into the field and you help the families in a mountainous area, say of East Kentucky or Eastern Ohio, or God forbid, even the beautiful state of West Virginia, sometimes these agents that come out of the city don't understand what it takes to maneuver through those parts of the country. And we have lost a couple of them. No harm foul. You know, not permanently, but it was really cool to see the whole team just come together, reach out to the last appointment they were at, reach out, do all this. A fond memory was the young man that had a GPS blunder, and he thought he could go over this mountain to get to a Hardee's on the other side of the mountain. And there was no Hardee's on the other side of the mountain because there was only a road that a billy goat could use. I mean, there was no reason for him in this little Toyota or Nissan sedan to try to go over this. And of course, that's where, he spent the night, which was really, he finds it today to be a very fond memory. It wasn't so cool then, but he was safe and was really The search party found him that next morning, and it was a lot of fun after everyone was well.
When I thought about memories, I did not think about all of the extravagant things that have happened throughout the years. Yeah, it's it is cool. But, you know, I just want to touch, man. I think it's also part of what we have been able to experience on our end, right? As maybe, I guess you would say, the leadership of this group and, you know, seeing the synergy that's been created between the carriers, between AmeriLife leadership, between, you know, Scotty Elliott was on there leading us in the charge this morning. We go from, you know, a normal week of having a Monday morning sales call to a Wednesday morning leadership type of call to, you know, we are rallying the troops day in and day out. Scotty came on and did that for us. And I would say the reason why people are doing that, the reason why carriers are forking up the kind of cash that they are today is because they know what's on the line. They know the tests that we're putting ourselves to, and they're seeing the fruits of the labor, right? And I think that's a beautiful thing for us to see all, like you said, on that microscopic level of an agent who is lost and needs his team to come rescue him. You know, we as the leadership have kind of seen the same thing with, as we need to be challenged and we need to provide more, everybody is circling up around the cause. And it's cool to see. And I think it all starts from, like you said, the 4-minute mile. So let's circle back. I'm on the computer. Some people will say that now at this point in time, there have been over 2,000 people do that, accomplish the 4-minute mile. So something that nobody had done, now you have a massive number in the thousands that have accomplished that feat. And you've seen the same thing, like you said, from $100 on the barrel head to, I mean, I would say world-class trips. Mm-hmm. I mean, I said when we put that package together, I was thankful because I know Lindsay and I usually piggyback in on a couple of these trips depending on who's going where. And I got excited. I got excited. That's cool that we get to do that. But they really are. I mean, to think that we have always worked really for one type of carrier incentive trip, and that's a beautiful thing about our business. For us to be able to provide 8 of those additional to everything else this business provides, it's a testament to the growth that, you know, we've seen. So
is it my Costa Rica memory. Is it Costa Rica is where you want to go?
You know, Turks and Caicos look good. We missed Prague last year with LBL. You know, that's on the line. That's something I'm thinking about. So, you know, world travel is a cool thing. New experiences. So, Lindsay, I wanted to ask you some of your greatest memories. My memories went straight to the numbers. Y'all know who I am. I'm the analytical DC. So I thought about, yeah, we hit the 20K mark. We had the Brendan Slocum hit the 30K mark. We had the Nick Mudd hit the almost 34K mark. We, you know, the list goes on, and I wish I had it in front of me to explain, but we've had, I would say, tens to hundreds of agents hit 20 plus K over these years at this point now. So those were great memories for me to just watch the progression and the bar get set. Cause I don't know that if we set it, and we kind of have danced around it, but it's about the belief barrier. I remember a conversation we had early on in starting this out and beginning Orca Week. And it was, we are doing this to break your belief barriers. What sets so many people back is their own thoughts, right? What I feel is that successful week. What I feel is capable. Had a conversation this week. Y'all have heard us talk a lot about the kids with Locke, our son, in playing football. And it's a challenge for him. And mainly that challenge is mindset and it's mental. And we talked about your decision as to how you're performing. It's a decision you make inside of your mind. it's not what your body is capable of. Your body is capable of 10 times more than you believe it to be capable of. But it is a decision in your mind, and your mind will limit what your body is going to do because you reach this plateau that you have internally said is success, instead of just continuing to go and do the thing, operate, run the play, and see what shows up when you commit yourself fully to something. So I've loved watching people's belief barriers break down. And then that raises the bar, which, Glenn, you say so well, a rising tide rises all the ships, and we've been able to experience that.
You know, that's one of the great things about our controlled distribution, our controlled environment that we work in. Everyone's offer. I mean, it sounds corny, but it is. All for one, one for all. I mean, straight up. Okay.
Right. Well. No, absolutely. And I'm trying to think, you know, I was thinking about some of the Orca Weeks. One year we had these like masquerades. One of the carriers, I think it was like maybe in March at one point. And then another one, David, I actually remember it had to be later in the year because it was on my birthday and I was out there. And just lo and behold, I was riding with an agent, knocked on this lady's door, got in there, and her mother that lived in the house with her, it was her birthday too. So we had the same birthday, and she was 85. So it was cool. People are like, you want to do that on your birthday? I'm like, why not? I mean, what, you know, just to be able to say, hey, today's my birthday, and just be celebrated and get to go back and forth about how October's the best month. So no, it was fun, but it is. It's really about breaking belief barriers. And so many times, you know, when you think about the fact that, you know, that quote and climbing that mountain and reaching the summit. I mean, our agents, our service providers this week are climbing some tough, tough mountains. They truly are, because and it's really about overcoming yourself and limiting that voice, limiting that noise, and staying disciplined. And really just to kind of circle that back in is why we stay so connected on these calls. And making sure that they're reaching out on GroupMe or reaching out through the phone in our calls in the morning that kind of jumpstart their day. So, yes, absolutely. I know there's some special things. I think about this that, you know, there's some agents out there right now that are at a crossroads, right? They're at a crossroads. They're either going to go right and they're going to pursue this, or they're going to go left and they're going to go do something else. And so we've got some agents at crossroads this week that are in pursuit and up, they're going to the summit. So, and that's what this week's about, is about encouraging and breaking down those barriers.
You know, we need to remember the families they have left at home. You know, when you look at the sacrifice that maybe the spouse or whoever has to pick up their children, or the children missing mom and dad. I mean, let's don't kid ourselves. Lindsay, you dealt with that. You were at a different stage in life, we got to remember those people that are at home that allow for this type of effort to be put out in 1 week's time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, so thankful for those spouses and for those children, because it truly is a sacrifice, especially while the other is away, in order to keep the house moving, work, kids, all the things, school. So, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and I'll just say to kind of piggyback on that thought, is that is part of the progression. You know, we've talked a lot lately about the progression of our process. And I don't want to say how much easier folks have it now because of how many more plays have been run and how much we've continued to seek out to be better. And we've adapted the system and we've adapted these small things that we do inside the home. But even when it comes to prep for Orca Week, I remember it was probably a couple years ago that prep for Orca Week, it went beyond your supplies and the things you needed to do to be ready, and having your leads in the GPS and having your apps and having your locations set, and to, okay, I am now prepping my family for this too. And we began to train on that, because it is. We always talked about compartmentalizing is such a part of success in our business, and you have to. it's easy to compartmentalize maybe for 2.5-3 days a week, right?
Right.
But when you double that up and the amount of workload doubles up at home, like you are talking about an entire group of people that are being affected by that one person. So it is something that doesn't go unnoticed, that it's not just the agent that's making sacrifices. It is the families at home. And it and is a team effort. And the team effort is striving for that ultimate goal of reaching their peak and setting their new bar. I wanted to ask you, you guys, just bounce this around really. What's been going on this week? Like what's magic? What's in the magic potion this week? What's the magic happening out there?
Wow, where do I begin? You know, I think the most important magic is the different names at the top of the leaderboard. That's really the important magic, because that means there's more people that have believed in what we are trying to accomplish at Orca than there ever has been before, because some of the old guard, if we will, they're there. Okay, they're there and they're doing that thing they do. But there's some of these young individuals that are just so fired up to see the different names at the top of the leaderboard is what really excites me. That means they've taken hold of our system. And they some of these folks have been with us 6 months to less than a year. Most of them, all of them, less than a year. They've taken our system and they've gone out and helped families in a way that the system allows us to do. That's what's really exciting, David, is seeing the different names. That's what's brewing out in the field this year.
I agree with that. And actually, I was on the phone with an agent yesterday, and this gentleman had ran 10 sits, had not. It was a lot of folks that either already currently had coverage or they weren't healthy enough to qualify. So he hadn't written an app and he had had 10 sits. He's like, look, I can get in the door. So I talked to him and I was just words of encouragement. Hey, you've been here before. You know what this looks like. Revert back. And just sharing that, hey, look, here's what you're going to do. You've got 25 more cards left. All right. And you still have X amount of days. And lo and behold, I look at the GroupMe at the end of the night, and he had written two apps for $250 in monthly premium. So, you know, that was so satisfying for myself to know, like, hey, you know, just, and I'm not saying all of my encouragement was the reason that that happened.
Oh, it was. It right? was, Lindsay. It was.
But, you know, that, hey, sometimes just picking up and giving them a little encouragement, like, hey, I see you. And just keep working the system. You've been here before. You've got all the bad cards out of the way now. And now you're going to get to the fruits of what you need.
I heard you say put pressure on the system, not on yourself. That's what I heard come in from you. That's great.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So, well, Glenn, I want to say thank you so much. Do you have any lasting words or any last comments that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I guess when you really think about what it takes to succeed at life, we're not just talking about final expense. We're talking about anything in life. Mm-hmm. You as an individual can really accomplish anything you set your mind to. You really can. And I'm not sure, you know, if you have to have a special degree to accomplish what some of your tasks are. I don't know if you just got to be a believer in putting positive vibes out in the air, knowing that that will come back in a positive way. I don't know if it's speaking things into existence that you have to work on, but every one of those little, you know, things that you can do to help you with that, that's what's all about. And if you come here to Orca Life with that mindset, you will win big. You will help so many families. It's just an amazing opportunity. If you came to Orca Life with the right mindset, you would be a winner in a way that you never thought you could win. You really can. And that goes with really everything in life. Believe, and carry the flag of truth and honesty with you all the way.
Love that. Believe, and yes, you can. So, Glenn, again, thank you so much. And thank you to all of our Hype listeners. Make sure to like and subscribe, and we will see you all next week.
David and Lindsay Curry are focused on high-performance coaching and sales and service. Reach out today at 502-314-2789 or visit hype.financial. That's hype.financial to learn more. Thanks for listening to the Hype Leadership Podcast.